We go to the hotline now, AR Mailing Hotline, and bring on Mike Jocks of KHBS 4029 in Northwest Arkansas. Jocko, good afternoon.
Always a pleasure. How are you guys?
Good. Hey, you're coming down here tomorrow, right?
I'm excited. You know, I get to see, you know, here's the good part. Not only do I get to, you know, come and see the studios and, you know, hang out with Matt Jones, who's a legend in my mind, and you're not going to be there. So that works
exactly. Exactly. I knew you were going that way. I should have just stopped at the beginning.
I know. That'd be cool.
Brett Bielema today talking Mississippi State. Anything come out of the press conference?
Yeah, well, just I don't think anything really new. I think it's, you know, we could play, you know, a couple of the last weeks in a row as far as, you know, just trying to hang in there and fight with, you know, for pride and those type of things were mainly said about what's left to play for. You know, Ray Buchanan, he told us late in the press conference today that he's looking to leave the program. So that was kind of a, you know, he kind of threw some, you know, he decided that he said that some guys will probably be asking to leave the program, including Ray Buchanan. So he kind of, you know, threw his name out there. They're looking for him to, you know, they're going to shop him around a little bit, try to help him find a good school. And that's the thing I've been impressed with Coach Bielema since he's been here as far as guys transferring out of the program. You know, there are some coaches out there that'll, you know, bite you tooth and nail not to leave. And maybe there's guys that we don't know about that they do fight tooth and nail with, but, you know, even Brandon Mitchell, you know, they kind of helped him get his name out there to try and transfer so it doesn't turn into anything ugly or make Arkansas look bad to maybe some recruits coming in. So, but as far as Mississippi State, you know, they expect it, you know, it's going to be a dogfight there, literally, because they're, you know, they're looking to win their last two games to get into a bowl game. So, well, they have that to fight for. Arkansas has pride to fight for, and that's mainly what Coach B talked about today.
Speaking of helping players, I really like that from Coach Bielema, that it's kind of, look, if you don't want to be here, then let's help you get out of here. If you're not going to buy in and you don't want to be a part of this, then help them out. I like that. I think that's a good sign, or I think that actually helps in recruiting a little bit, because you don't want recruits coming up and some of the players being disgruntled and talking negative about the program. Help them go on somewhere else.
I think that's very true, Matt, that you know, you just know that, you know, they're leaving. It's going to put a little bit of a negative mark on the program just because for some reason a guy doesn't want to be in the program. But to try and help them out, to try and get them in a better spot and, you know, to do well, you know, I keep thinking of B-Mitch and then Coach brought up his name as well. You know, Brandon was going to leave at the end of the summer and Coach said, hey, why don't we do this now? Why don't we try to help you now get you to a good school? And, you know, before the injury, he was doing okay at NC State. So, you know, and if they do well, and, you know, they'll mention Arkansas, he transferred from Arkansas, wasn't having a great time there, wasn't where he wanted to be, and if they perform well, it's, you know, it's a lot better than some guy being very disgruntled and maybe telling you future recruits that Arkansas is not a good place.
Jocko, we've heard the talk of playing for pride because, obviously, there's no bowl game to be playing for. When teams play for pride, and I think Matt and I and Joe, we brought this up last week. We found where over the last 5 years, of all the teams that had a 7-game losing streak at some point in their season, only like 3 out of the, what, Matt, maybe 8-9 teams actually won 1 game of their last 2.
Yeah.
So it's a very small number. How does Brett Bielema keep this team together, keep it focused on trying to win a game?
Yeah, Trey, that's tough. It's been, you know, downhill, you know, since the week 3 win and, you know, Brandon gets hurt in that game. So, I just think, you know, it may be sound football cliche, but I think players have to look within and try to do that, you know, to keep that fight inside of them and play for pride. I don't know, you know, it'll be tough. It's a tough sell, but, you know, Arkansas has a chance to stop Mississippi State from going to a bowl game, which maybe is something to, you know, maybe help the cause. And, you know, it's going to be even tougher because, you know, Mississippi State has to win these final 2 games to get to their own bowl game. So I guess you'll have to find the little things. Maybe, you know, Coach B can talk about, obviously, next year. You know, the seniors, unfortunately, their time at Arkansas is done in 2 games, but guys not only battling for pride, but battling for spots next year and maybe impressing the coaches here. They won't have that full practice to try to improve for next year. So Here's a chance to increase their stock in a game type situation. So I mean, maybe those are the kind of things that Coach Bielema sells to him. And I really think there is something to playing. You know, it's not a Fayetteville home game, but it's a Little Rock home game, and you still get to wear the Arkansas red one more time. So here's their chance to do that. Maybe show the home crowd, one last gasp of hope for 2013.
And speaking of a Little Rock home game, what do you think the atmosphere is going to be like? And you know, earlier this year, all the talk about how many Little Rock games are going to be on the schedule going forward. I think next year is the last year.
2015.
Yeah.
Or 16.
The last year that there's two games guaranteed.
15,
you know, what do you think the atmosphere is going to be like with the team knowing that this game's really just for pride?
Yeah, that's tough, Matt, just because, you know, there's going to be I don't know how many tickets are left, but I know there are tickets available. And it's the 11 o'clock kick, and I know it's hard to get lubed up a little bit before an 11 o'clock kick. So there's a lot of factors going against Arkansas and playing in Little Rock this game, just because of, it's not sold out. It doesn't really mean anything. I mean, if there's one good thing, I know that Arkansas has had Mississippi State's number the last, four or five times at Little Rock. So there's that to build on, but I don't know. You hope Arkansas gets off to a good start to kind of warm the crowd up, but I think that it could get kind of quiet really fast if Mississippi State gets off to a fast start and, a lot of empty seats. But I really hope that, Little Rock and really the state of Arkansas shows up and gives the Hogs one more call before the end of the year.
Go ahead, I was going to ask you about we've had some talk also that – the front runner for the Heisman seems to be A.J. McCarron. And it's not that he's the best player, but it's kind of a career achievement award, it seems, this year with what came up with Jameis Winston. Don't know the truth to it. Mariota and Oregon, they lost Manziel last year in the offseason. I think he's having a better year this year, but it seems like he's the front runner. Who do you have pegged as the front runner?
I agree with you. I think it's going to be more of a career achievement award for A.J. McCarron just because of what you mentioned with the, I thought Winston was, started to pick up really a lot of momentum. They beat Miami and they just looked, he looked good. He's kind of in the talk with this, the allegations made against him, and they are only allegations at this point. So you would hope that, one, they're not true, and if they're not true, that doesn't hurt his, people voting for him. And I thought, I just keep thinking back to that, the chance to see Johnny Manziel for the second year in a row and how special of a quarterback he is. But, he may have lost his second one in a row just because of the way he was acting, in the offseason last year. So
Jameis Winston, 19 of 21. I mean, his numbers are just unbelievable, it seems, week after week.
And I'm sure, those two were probably – he had to throw away just because, it was open and he was being rushed, so – it's just insane the numbers that he's putting up. And he's, true freshman leading, a second-year freshman doing such great things, and he's so poised under center and in the huddle, just everything you want as far as that type of offense goes. And, it seems like, he's got the world by the throat, but, those allegations are just going to be something that could haunt him, not only for this award, but in life. So you hope it's definitely not true, but maybe it's AJ McCarron just because of everybody else hasn't really had that great of off the season or off the field turmoil. So maybe he gets it just by default, and he's still had a pretty good record all along. But I think my pick would be Johnny Manziel just because of the way he plays and what he's done.
Hey Jocko, big basketball game tonight before the Hogs head to Maui against SMU. Larry Brown, former NBA coach, longtime college basketball head coach, brings the SMU Mustangs to Bud Walton tonight to take on Mike Anderson's Razorbacks.
It'd be fun to see those red, white, and blue uniforms at Bud Walton. just a chance to one more warm-up before they go. And, the guys, I think, are still trying to, get the chemistry going. I think they've really, that's what Mike talked about early on, is just building chemistry over the summer. And I think the guys are, I don't think Friday was the prettiest of games, but I think sometimes it's hard to get up for, the preseason games where there's not a huge, huge amount in attendance. But yeah, it's one more chance to kind of, you know, feel good about themselves before they go to Maui and really face some stiff competition. I think I've watched that Michael Qualls dunk about 1,000 times now that he had the other week. So,
real quick, I do want to ask you about this, about the national championship. Duke beating Miami. Looks like Florida State might play Duke, and we're running out of time. But does that hurt Florida State? You know, does Baylor have a chance to overtake Florida State, or Florida State wins out?
You know, you would hope to play the best competition. And unfortunately for Florida State, Duke wins, and that may hurt them in the end. So you hope it doesn't, because I think they are the better team over Baylor. But unfortunately, you know, you got to play what's in front of you, and unfortunately, Duke may not be it for Florida State.
Jocko, have a safe trip down here tomorrow, and have fun with Matt, hanging out with him, and then enjoy the game on Saturday.
Hey, aloha to you. Have fun. I'm expecting a souvenir.